This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was told to show up at a federal court next Tuesday in Miami as he faces a second indictment, this time over his handling of classified materials after he left the White House. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
This marks the first time in American history a former president has been indicted on federal charges, adding to his legal troubles as he runs for president again. The indictment remains under seal. Sources say Trump faces at least 7 criminal counts in the federal case. Trump lawyer Jim Trusty told CNN charges include conspiracy and obstruction of justice, among others. Around 100 documents bearing classified markings were recovered from Trump's Palm Beach home last August. The Justice Department was looking into whether Trump unlawfully removed them when he left office in 2021 and whether he or others tried to block the government's investigation.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Russia reported heavy fighting along the front in southern and eastern Ukraine on Friday, while Kyiv maintained a strict silence about its long-anticipated counterattack. The initial days of the counteroffensive have been overshadowed this week by a humanitarian disaster after the destruction of a dam holding back the waters of the Dnipro River that bisects Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky strongly condemned actions in Kherson, accusing Russia of shelling evacuation areas after the extensive flooding. He said in a video message on Thursday, quote, Russian terrorists are trying to further aggravate the situation they have caused with their ecocide. He added, they're even shelling evacuation points, which is a manifestation of evil that perhaps no terrorists in the world have ever done. This is VOA News. The White House says Iran is helping Russia build a drone factory for the war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The administration's released an intelligence finding that says Tehran is providing materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow as Russia looks to lock in a steady supply of weapons. The National Security Council says intelligence officials believe the plant could be operational early next year. Spokesman John Kirby says they also believe Tehran is still giving Russia Iranian-made one-way attack drones for use in Ukraine, part of what the U.S. calls a deepening defense partnership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations World Food Program said on Friday it was temporarily halting its food aid assistance in Ethiopia after widespread diversions had impacted distributions in the East African country. WFP Executive Director Sydney McCain said in a statement, quote, food diversion is absolutely unacceptable, and we welcome the government of Ethiopia's commitment to investigate and hold accountable those responsible. Despite the WFP halt to food aid, nutrition assistance to children, pregnant and breastfeeding women, school meals, programs, and activities for building the resilience of farmers and herders will continue uninterrupted, the agency said. Sudanese authorities say the United Nations envoy to Sudan, a key mediator in the country's brutal conflict, is no longer welcome in the African country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The terse statement issued by Sudan's foreign ministry comes just weeks after the head of the country's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, demanded in a letter to envoy Volker Perthes that he should be removed from his post. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been notified that Perthes has been formally declared persona non grata. The foreign ministry says Perthes has been a key mediator in Sudan since being appointed as special envoy in 2021. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two giant inflatable ducks are making a splash in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor in the return of a pop art project that sparked a frenzy in the city a decade ago. The two 18-meter-tall yellow ducks by a Dutch artist resemble the bath toys many played with in their childhood. Shortly after their launch, dozens of residents and tourists flocked to the promenade to snap photos of them. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or, for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.